感谢主，我们在这些的日子的里面，我们都是一起的来分享到认识神儿子的意义。
Thank God that in these past few weeks we can all gather together and to study about the meaning of the Son of our Lord Jesus.
也可以说，我们要认识到底这位耶稣他是谁。
And also we can know that who this Lord Jesus is.
或许我们可以说，这位的神的儿子到底是一个怎样的儿子。
And then we can understand this son, what kind of son is he?
我们一切的仰都是在乎这位神的儿子。
All our belief is because of this son of God.
我们有了神的儿子就有了生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
If we have the Son of God, we have life. If we do not have the Son of God, we do not have life.
我们也可以说，若是有了神的儿子，我们就知道如何过一个基督的生活。
And also, if we have the Son of God, we know how to live a Christian life.
若是没有神的儿子，我们就不知道如何的过一个基督的生活。
But if we don't have the Son of God, we would not know how to live the Christian life.
所以使徒保罗就说，认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
So Apostle Paul said, if we know the Son of God, then we will grow, become man.
满有基督的身量。
To have the fullness of Christ.
我们若是越有基督的身量，我们的生命就越丰富。
If we have the fullness of Christ, our life will be abundant.
因为这是主耶稣曾经这样的应许我们说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Because our Lord Jesus had promised us and said that I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
基督徒不是一个贫穷的人生。
The Christian life is not a poor life.
一个基督徒来是一个丰富的人生。
But rather, it is an abundant life.
不是一个哀哭的人生。
It's not a life of sorrow.
虽然世界上有眼泪，有苦难。
Even though in this world there's tears and there's sorrow.
我们因着了神的儿子，我们是充满了喜乐。
But because Son of God, then we have joy.
因为我们的人生是有盼望。
Because our life will have hope.
我们一切的盼望都是在于我们所相信的耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And our hope is because of this Lord Jesus Christ, He is the Son of God.
所以我已经有两次提到神的儿子。
So two times I've mentioned about the Son of God.
第一次我就是用约翰福音第一章第十四节到第十八节。
The first time I used John chapter 1 from verse 14 to verse 18.
使徒约翰说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And the John the Baptist said, the word had became flesh and make his dwelling among us.
匆匆忙忙，有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
以后十八节他就说，从来没有人看见神。
And then later on in verse 18 he said, no one had ever seen God.
唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, had made him known.
这位在父神父的怀里的独生子可以说是最亲的。
And the one and only who is at the Father's side is the most dearest to him.
这里也可以看到父与子是远远的在一起。
And we can see that the Father and Sons are together forever.
所以在这里我们就看到绝位的父怀里的独生子就是代表神。
So we see that this The one and only who is at the Father's side is to represent God himself.
表明神。
And also to make God known to us.
那前一次我就是用另外一段的圣经。
And last time I used a different passage.
这是使徒保罗所写的。
And this is by Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗所了解的这位的神的儿子。
and what's the understanding of Paul about the Son of God?
他就是在哥罗西书第一章第十五节到十八节。
And this is recorded in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 15 to 18.
其实到二十二节都是讲到绝位的神的儿子。
Even to verse 22, it's all mentioned about the Son of God.
他所用的就是用爱子。
And he used the beloved Son.
他说这爱子是神的像。
And he said the beloved Son is the image of God.
他是首生的。
He's the firstborn.
万物是靠着他造的。
And all things are created by him.
也是为他而造的。
And also for him, it was created.
他不单是在这个我们看得见的宇宙里面为首。
Not only he's the first, the head for the creation.
他也是在新造的里面，他也是首先复活的。
And even in the new creation, he was the first fruit.
所以在这里是讲到爵位爱子的身位。
And it's talking about the position of the beloved son.
他乃是神所最爱的。
He was most loved by God.
那今天我们就用另外一个作者，就是希伯来书的作者。
Today we'll use a different author, and that's the author of the book of Hebrews.
我们不知道希伯来书到底是谁写的。
We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews.
有的人说这也是保罗所写的。
Some say it also may be by Paul.
若是是保罗所写的，我想这也是很宝贵的。
And even though it's written by Paul, it's also very precious.
但是有的人就说又不像是保罗所写的。
But then other people say it's not like Paul's writing.
一定这一个人所写的一定也是生命上一定是非常丰富的。
And regardless, this author must have a very, very abundant life.
他真正的领受了圣灵的启示。
He received the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
把这样的宝贵的话语写给我们。
And wrote down this precious word to us.
不管如何，我们就说是希伯来书的作者。
Regardless, we'll just call it the author of the book of Hebrews.
这位的作者就是在刚刚我们所读的希伯来书第一章全章的里面就告诉我们绝位神的儿子乃是长子。
And then it was the passage we just read, the whole first chapter of Hebrews, that the Son of God is the first.
是在这里有三个不同的表明。
And there are three different representations.
但是都是讲到我们所相信的这位耶稣基督神的儿子。
But it all mentioning about our Lord Jesus Christ, who's the firstborn of God.
使徒约翰特别的强调说他是神的独生子。
Apostle John mentioned that he is the only Son of God.
使徒保罗就特别的强调说这位乃是神的爱子。
Apostle Paul mentioned that he is the beloved Son of God.
现在希伯来书的作者就说他乃是神的长子。
But the author of Hebrews said that he is the firstborn of God.
独生子乃是最亲爱的。
The only son will be very
dear to God. 爱子是可以最爱的。
Beloved son is most loved by God.
但是这一个长子乃是最尊贵的。
And born of a God will be most honored.
为什么要用这个长子呢？
Why does he have to use the word firstborn?
这个长子就是要承受产业的。
And the firstborn is to inherit the inheritance.
我们我想这个时代我们不知事情。
At this generation, we may not know about this.
在我这个时代还是知道了解这件事情。
In my generation, we still understand this.
长子就是代表哪个父亲。
And the firstborn to represent the father.
他不是父亲，但是他是代表父亲。
He's not the father, but he represents the father.
并且这个长子得的名分，得的产业要得两份。
And the inheritance for the firstborn will be double portioned.
所以这一个长子的意思就是要得产业承受的意思。
And so the firstborn is to receive the inheritance.
这是最珍贵的。
And this is most honored.
那希伯来书就是告诉我们说，这位的长子乃是要得产业。
And the author of Hebrews is telling us that this firstborn will receive the inheritance.
所以我们认识神的儿子，我们从使徒约翰的描写，他是神的独生子。
So to know the Son of God from the Apostle John, we know that he's the only Son of God.
从使徒保罗，我们就看到他是神的爱子。
From Apostle Paul, we saw that he's the beloved Son of God.
从希伯来书的作者的里面，我们就看到他是长子。
From the author of Hebrews, we saw that he is the firstborn of God.
这个长子乃是为首的。
And this firstborn is the.
这个长子也是可以说是初熟的果子。
And also he represents the first fruit.
这个长子可以说是首生的。
And he's the firstborn.
一切在宇宙一切的以前，他是首生的。
Before the creation of anything, he was the firstborn.
我们看到，我早上那个。忽然就罗马书第八章就显在我的灵的里面，哎呀，我就觉得太宝贵了。
This morning as I was the Romans chapter 8 came to me and I felt that it's so precious.
我本来不是预备在这里讲罗马书第八章。
I was not prepared to speak on Romans chapter 8.
但是觉得哎呀，保罗就在罗马书第八章真是把那一个神的救恩丰富都述说出来。
But that Paul had talked about the abundance of God in that chapter.
我们平常就常常引用罗马书第八章第二十八节。
We use Romans chapter 8 verse 28 a lot.
他说万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
He said, we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him.
不管环境如何。
Regardless the circumstances.
不管我们是健康还是疾病。
Regardless if we are healthy or we are sick.
不管我们现在是富足还是贫穷。
Regardless if we are rich or poor.
但是在这里，神最爱他的人的旨意。
But then God had a will for those who love him.
神对他的儿女一个旨意。
He had a will for them.
他说我们晓得万事都互相效力。
He said and all things work for the good.
那是叫爱神的人的益处。
So that for the good for those who love him.
这些爱神的人，我们怎么样会爱神呢？
And then for those who love him, how do we love him?
下面保罗就说是按他旨意被召的人。
And it continues to say who have been called according to his purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天能够来到主的面前来敬拜他。
Brother and sister, we can come today to worship our God.
今天我们来到主的面前说，我们要相信他。
We come to God that we said we will believe you.
都不是靠着我们的辩论来个辩证理性所可以来接受主耶稣的。
We did not receive Christ because we can debate about it.
在创世以前神已经来拣选了我们。
Before the creation of the universe, God had chosen us.
他按照他的旨意乃是被召的人。
According to his purpose that we are called.
但是他下面29节说因为他预先所知道的人。
And then in verse 29 it says for those God foreknew.
他就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And then he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
这个意思就是说我们要改变变化要学像耶稣。
It's saying that we need to be changed and transformed to be like our Lord Jesus.
我们需要有耶稣的生命。
We need to have the life of our Lord Jesus.
我们也需要有耶稣的性格。
We need to have the character of Lord Jesus.
我们的生活要表现像耶稣。
Our life should represent like Jesus.
所以说，预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
new and predestined to be conformed to the likeness of
the Son. 既然做神的目的是为什么呢?
So what's the purpose of this?
目的不是仅仅的要拯救我们,
the purpose is not just to save us.
不是单单说我们能够集合在一起,
not that we can just gather together.
他的目的乃是要叫他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
The purpose is that his son Jesus can be the firstborn among many brothers.
一切的变化，神的目的都是叫这位耶稣基督成了神的长子。
For the purpose of this translation is that the first Jesus can be the firstborn among the brothers.
这一个长子乃是要承受一切的尊荣。
And this firstborn is to receive all the honor.
这位的长子乃是要得着了产业。
And this firstborn is to receive the inheritance.
现在让我们再翻开希伯来书第一章。
Now we can turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
我仍然觉得前面讲的太多了。
I felt that I've spoken too much in the beginning. But I felt that this is so very important. We have to see the light of this belief we have. And maybe we'll speak a little less later on. Let's first look at Hebrews chapter
1.
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 6.
他说神既古时借着众先知多次多晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，他创造诸世界。 他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常愿他全能的命令托住万有。他洗涤了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更珍贵，就远超过天使。Okay.
So in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophet many times and in various ways. But in this last day, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir to all things, and through whom he had made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God say, You are my son, today I have become your father?
好，我们略过，我们就第六节，再者，神使长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。
And then we come to verse 3. It says, again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him.
好，在这里我们有没有看到一个长子出现？
Can we see that the firstborn is used?
我们现在再看第八节、第九节。
Then look at verse 8 and 9.
论到子却说，神啊，你的宝座是永远的，你的国权是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。 所以神就是你的神，愿喜乐有高你，胜过高你的同伴。
But about the Son, he says, Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.
所以这一个长子乃是守身的。
So this firstborn was born first.
这一个长子乃是初熟的麦子。
This firstborn is the first fruit of the wheat.
这位的长子乃是要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
And this firstborn will lead many sons into the glory.
这一个长子 如同保罗所说的，乃是叫神的许多的儿女能够效法他的榜样。
And this first point will cause many children of God to imitate his examples.
现在我就用三点，我们一同的来思想到这一个章节。
We will use three points to meditate on this first point.
第一个就是长子的本质。
The first is the essence of the firstborn.
第二个是长子的职能。
And the second is the office of the firstborn.
第三点就是长子的承受。
And then the third is the inheritance of the firstborn.
我想我们就是围绕在这三节头三节的圣经的里面。
And we will just concentrate on the first three verses.
其实整本的希伯来书都是讲到绝位神的儿子乃是大祭司。
Actually, the whole the book of Hebrews are concerning the this firstborn is the high priest.
他不单是大祭司，他也是祭牲祭物。
Not only he is the high priest, he's also the sacrifice.
一切都在他的里面完成。
All things were accomplished in him.
没有他，我们没有办法回到父神的面前。
We cannot come back to God without him.
因为他的本质乃是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And his essence is he's the radiance of God's glory, and he's the representation of the image of God.
我想读这一句话的时候，可能你们读物理的人比较容易了解。
And I think for those who study physics will be able to understand this.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He's the radiance of God's glory.
是神本体的真相。
He's the representation of God.
这是神长子的本质。
And this is the essence of the firstborn.
他不是说他来到地上，他的生活他是非常的完美，以后他成了长子。
It's not like he come to this earth and then have a good life, then become the firstborn.
因为他本来就是长子。
Because he was originally the firstborn.
因为他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Because he's the radiance of God's glory.
我们刚刚第一首的诗歌就是荣耀，荣耀，荣耀。
We sang that very first song today is glory, glory, glory.
这是一个最好的一个来敬拜神。
And it's a very good song to worship God.
这就是最好的来赞美他。
The good song to praise God.
什么是荣耀？
What is glory?
荣耀是在我们看不见的。
It's something that we cannot see.
荣耀我们也抓不到的。
And glory we cannot get a hold of.
这个乃是它的重量。
But then there is the importance of this glory.
这荣耀乃是神的本体。
And it's the essence of God itself.
我们所相信的这位神的长子。
The firstborn that we believe in.
他乃是神荣耀所发的光辉。
It's the radiance of God's glory.
好像哪一个阳光是从哪一个太阳的本体所发出来的光辉。
It's like the sunshine that was originated from the sun.
这一颗荣耀在宇宙当中可以显明出来。
This glory can be revealed in the universe.
罗马书第一章十九节第一章十九节二十节，使徒保罗说：“神的神性和远能是明明可知的。”
In Romans chapter 1 verse 19, it said, "The nature of God is clearly revealed to us."
虽然我们眼不能够见，但借着他所造的许多万物，叫我们能够知道它。
Even though we cannot see with our own eyes, but through the creation that we can know about Him.
在诗篇第十九篇第一节就说：“诸天述说神的荣耀，群川传扬他的手段。”
In Psalm 19:1, it said, "The heavens declare His glory, and the sky talk about His works."
我们实在没有办法用我们的理性来摸哪一个荣耀。
We cannot use our mind to touch the glory.
但是我们的确可以借助这个宇宙它所创造的奇妙的创造，我们知道他的荣耀。
But through the creation of the universe, we can know about His glory.
以后神就借着以色列人 借着摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，让我们能够看见他的荣耀。
And later on, through God taking the Israel out of Egypt, we can also see His glory.
在出埃及十五章第六节，这样的记载说，摩西说：“你的右手施展大能，显出荣耀。”
In Exodus chapter 15:6, it said, "Your right hand, O Lord, was majesty in power." Your right hand, O Lord.
神大能所做的工作，叫我们看见他的荣耀。
Because of the work of God, that we can see His glory.
以后在出埃及十四章。
And later on in Exodus chapter 40,
哪一个会幕完成了以后
after the tabernacle was finished,
那个云彩就遮盖会幕
and the cloud covered the tabernacle,
耶和华的荣光就充满了会幕
and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle,
而这一个荣光跟荣耀一样的
and this glory and this cloud is the same.
以后我们就看到使徒约翰在约翰福音第一章十四节就说到道成了肉身住在我们中间
and later on we see from John chapter 1 verse 14 it said the word became flesh make his dwelling among us
充充满满有恩典有真理
it's a full of grace and truth
我们也见过他的荣耀正是父独生子的荣光
He said, "We have seen His glory, and that's the glory of the One and Only."
所以希伯来书的作者就是绝位的长子，绝位神的儿子，到底是谁？他说他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
So the author of Hebrews, without whose is firstborn, he said he's the radiance of God's glory.
但是他也是神本体的真相。
But he's also the exact representation of God's being.
所以我就想到念物理的就有很多的这样的名词。
So I think that those who study physics may have a lot of terms like this.
这一个 radiation, radiate.
The radiation as in radiance.
等一下就看到这个本体的真相。
And then we see the exact representation.
到底这个本体是什么呢
？So what is this being?
我想这里保罗所用的跟科学所用的名词有一点不一样。
And the term that Paul used a little bit different than the scientific term.
不过用这一个字，但是里面有更深的意思。
But that this word had more meaning behind it.
那这一个本体，有的就是翻成。实质 substance
and some translation of this being is substance
有的这本体可以说是 essence
and some others as essence
也可以说是元素是实体呢
and the original content
但是真正的这个很重要的意思这一个本体乃是说到它的性质它的 nature
But then this being is talking about his nature.
不单是一个 nature, 并且这一个本体乃是说到他的 person.
And also the being is talking about this particular person.
我想若是我们有一个 person 的时候，一个人格的时候，那就意思说我还是有这个人的存在。
And when we have this person and this personality, then we know that it exists.
那我站在这一个我是一个人所以我有不当有我的存在你们还知道我有肉有会讲话有各种的性格都在我这一个人的身上
Because I as a person exist here you know that I have flesh and I have my face and I can talk
我们的神我们的主也是有各位
And also, our Lord, our God, also have a person.
我们平常就说，我们所相信神的神，又是父，又是子，又是灵。
Then that God we believe in, He's the Father, He's the Son, and He also the Spirit.
我们就说这个太不方便。
And then it's just too complicated.
刚才说神就是神。
May it just God be God.
你说耶稣就是神就是神。
Jesus is God, and okay, he's God.
圣灵就是神就是神。
Holy Spirit is also God.
哎呀，我们常常就为着我们的方便， 我们不去好好的去认识这位我们所相信的神。
And because we want to be convenient to us that we are not careful to study about this God.
这位神我们常常说 Godhead.
And sometimes we talk about Godhead.
我怎么翻中文就很难翻。
I don't know how to translate into Chinese.
所以我宁可有一天就想到都归纳在神格。
And then so we conclude it's about the personality of God.
但是这个神格的里面又有三个格。
But then in this person God, there are three entities.
父是神。
And the Father is God.
他有他的位格。
He has his position.
耶稣子是神，他也有位格。
And Jesus is the Son of God. He also has his position.
圣灵也是神，也有他的位格。
And also the Holy Spirit also has his position.
所以我们很简单的在初期的教会说，我们所相信是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
So in the early churches, we make it convenient that it will be the Father, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们归纳起来就用当时拉丁的一个词句，就是说三位。
And then we use the term that from the Latin is the God of Trinity.
不是一位一体。
Not a single entity.
也不是三位三体。
It's not three different separate entities.
乃是三位一体。
But Trinity, three in one.
哦，但愿神奇事的灵关照我们，好让我们真的在我们的里面。能够更多的、更多的认识他。
May God reveal His light to us, so we can understand this more.
哎呀，有时候我就想到父怎么样是神。
So sometimes I thought about how can the Father be God.
我就去想到几个子，怎么又是独生子，又是爱子，又是长子。
And then this son, how come he's the only son, he's the beloved son, and also the firstborn?
弟兄姊妹，这是神的恩典。
Brother and sister, this is the grace of God.
我就觉得我每逢我最哪一个最安息的时候，就是来思想这位神的儿子到底他是如何。
And sometimes when I'm resting, my time is spent that I can think about how is this God.
我晚上常常有时候睡两个钟头就醒了。
Sometimes I slept for 2 hours and I woke up.
现在有进步，睡了三个钟头。
Now I improve. I slept about 3 hours at night.
但是感谢神，他给我的一个恩典。
But thank God, He gave me a grace.
当我思想耶稣的时候，我思想这个独生的爱子的时候，当我思想这个长子的时候，哎呀，我就好像非常的安息。进到一个另外的境界。
When I was meditating on this son, how he is the only son, the beloved son, and the firstborn, I entered into a very resting meditation.
若是没有人来吵我，那是最好的睡觉。
And if nobody come bother me, that will be the best sleep I have.
就是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这是我们要来到他的面前。
That's why we need to come to him.
我就觉得人生最宝贵的就是认识这位神的儿子。
I thought the most precious thing is to know about this Son of God.
我觉得人生最喜乐的就是可能同心合意的来到神的面前来敬拜他，来赞美他。
And the most joyful thing is we can all come together with a united heart to praise Him and worship Him.
但愿神的恩典也大大的临到我们当中的每一个人。
May the grace of God can come upon every single one of us here.
也让我们每一次的来到主面前的时候，我们是一个喜乐的心情。
So we have joy every time we come together.
我们能够开我们的口来赞美他。
We can open up our mouth to praise Him.
我想很久我们都没有说到哈利路亚。
We have not shout out hallelujah for.
我们以前有一阵说我们要叫哈利路亚。
There was a period of time we said that we're going to shout out hallelujah.
哈利路亚就是赞美主的意思。
Hallelujah means that we praise God.
我们要不要赞美他？
Should we not praise Him?
Hallelujah.
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 我相信当我们向赞美的时候，我们一切的黑云，我们的忧愁都出去。
And as we praise God with that, our shadow and our sorrow will go away.
这是神给我们一个美好的恩典。
This is the grace of God that was given to us.
我想我不要停在这里太久。
I don't think I want to stop here for too long.
它是神本体的真相。
He's the exact representation of
this. 一个在英文里说到 very image。
And another translation is that the very image.
在中文就是真相。
And in the Chinese, it says exact
representation.
It's not saying that it's a true or false.
这一个真相意思说乃是一个完全的表明出来。
It's really saying that it's complete representation.
把那一个神的性格完全的让我们看到。
That the character of God can be seen through him.
我们原来没有办法看见神。
Before we cannot see God.
我们借着他的独生子将他表明出来。
But through the revelation from his only son.
我们原来没有办法看不见神。
Before we cannot go see God.
神借着他的爱子将他让我们能够看到他。
But then now through his beloved son, we can see him.
我们从来也不认识神的哪一个本质。
And before we do not understand the essence of God.
借着他的儿子，他的长子，让我们能够知道神的本质。
Now we can know him through the firstborn of his firstborn.
他是神龙。神荣耀所发的光辉
He's the radiance of God's glory
他是神本体的真相
And the exact representation of his being
第二个让我们很快的看到这个长子的职任
Then I'll quickly see the office of this firstborn
我们在这三节的圣经的里面我们可以看到他乃是创造者
And from these three verses we see that he's the creator
创世纪第一章就是起初神创造了天地。
In Genesis 1:1, it said, "In the beginning, God created the world."
箴言第八章第二十二节到三十一节也清楚地看到哪一位的第二位的神在哪一个地方创造宇宙万物。
And also from Proverbs chapter 8, we see that the second entity of God had created.
以后我们看到使徒约翰在约翰福音第一章。第一节到第三节也是说到万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Later on from John chapter 1, we also see that all things were created by him. There's nothing that was not created by him.
格罗西书第一章第十六节也告诉我们说，这个万物都是他所造的。
And also in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it tells all things were created by him.
是第一个他的职任，他乃是。创造宇宙万物。
So the first responsibility of his office is he's the creator of all things.
他不单是创造了我们看得见的，有的很多还看不见。
Not only he had created visible, but there are a lot of invisible he had created.
有很多的声音我们听不到。
There are a lot of voice we cannot hear.
我有很多的东西我们看不见。
There are a lot of things we cannot see.
这不过是属物质的。
This is belong to the material side.
我们所能听的
those what we can
see, 我们所能够看的
those we can see,
我们极其有限
it's very limited.
但是无穷的哪一个宇宙我们说无穷是无穷但是还是他所创造
but even the infinite world is also created by him.
他不单创造了这个物质的宇宙
not only had created the material world,
他也创造了新的宇宙。
He also created a new universe.
他是首先复生的。
He's the first fruit from the dead.
第二个，他乃是启示者。
And secondly, he's the revealer.
我们看到，刚刚我们所读的第一章第一节。
We can see from earlier we read from chapter 1 verse 1.
他是神记在古时借着众先知。多次多番的晓谕列祖
It said, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in various ways.
就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们。
And in this last day, he has spoken to us by his son.
这个晓谕就意思说，神向我们说话。
And this spoken to us is translated.
他是最大的先知。
He's the greatest prophet.
他就是直接的把神的事情和神的本身启示出来。
And then he just revealed to us the character of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一切的信仰不是靠着我们的理性。来推理。
And our belief is not based on our own mind.
也不是说靠着我们的理性来分别是对不对。
It's not discerned just by our own mind.
我们一切的信仰都是根据神的启示。
But our belief is really based on the revelation of God.
旧约圣经是神的启示。
The Old Testament is revealed by God.
耶稣基督是神绝对的启示。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is also the absolute revelation by God.
让神能够借着他向我们说话。
So that God can speak to us through him.
第三个，他不单是先知，他乃是君王。
But thirdly, he's not only a prophet, but also a king.
而我们常常说弥赛亚。
And we always talk about Messiah.
我们常常说基督。
And we talk about Christ.
这个意思就是受膏者。
And that means it's the anointed one.
这个受膏者有三个职任。
This anointed one has three responsibilities.
一个弥赛亚乃是先知。
The Messiah is the prophet.
第二个弥赛亚乃是君王。
And the second Messiah is the king.
我非常的欢喜第八节第九节。
I love verse 8 and 9 very much.
我常常背了又背。
And I was recited many times.
有的圣经你背的时候，里面好像就得着了哪一个恩膏。
Sometimes as we recite the verses, we seem like we are anointed by it.
他说论到是说神啊，你的宝座是永远的，你的国权是正直的。
But about the Son, he said, Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
所以神就是你的神。
Therefore, God, your God,
愿喜乐有膏你。
Has anointed you with the oil of joy.
胜过膏你的同伴。
And set you above your companions.
虽然来是说到爵位暂时，他乃是要做君王。
As talking about this, firstborn will be the king.
圣经有很多的地方都是论到爵位的神的儿子，他乃是基督，他乃是万王之王，万主之主。
In many places in the Bible, talking about this son is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
地上一切的政治都是要变成。我主我王的国度。
The reign of the world will eventually become the reign for our Lord Jesus.
只有他掌权的时候，地上才有太平。
Only when he's reigning, then there will be peace.
不管是美国，不管是中共。
Regardless if it's America or China.
你都想解决哪一个世界的和平。
If you want to solve the world peace problem,
我们想和平就引起许多的战争。
Because we want peace, then there's a lot of wars.
我不大相信地上的君王和地上的政权。
I don't believe in the reign of the world.
但是感谢主，哪一位的天上的国，主耶稣所立的国度，才是永远的国度。
But the kingdom that was set in heaven will be a kingdom of eternity.
这地上不过是一个寄居的。
In this world, we are only pilgrims.
这个地上我不过要尽我的本分。
We only need to fulfill our responsibility.
我要吃他的饭，我要做他的事。
I need to eat here and I need to do the work here.
真正的我们的意义，乃是在于。哪一个神的宝座是永远永远。
But the true meaning is the throne of God will hold for eternity.
你的国度是正直的。
and his kingdom is righteous.
第四个在这里就说到几个长子乃是大祭司。
And fourthly, saying that this firstborn is the high priest.
哦，讲先知，讲君王，讲一点点。
We talk about the prophet and the king just a little bit.
这是希伯来书的结构。
And this is the style of the book of Hebrews.
但是整个这一本的书乃是讲到几位神的儿子，几位长子，乃是天上的大祭司。
But the whole book of Hebrews is talking about this firstborn, this Lord Jesus. He's the high priest from heaven.
这一个大祭司在这里说，他既然他说洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And he says that after he provides purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand side of God.
他怎么洗净人的罪呢？
How does he wash away the sins of man?
我想大家就很快回答说，乃是靠着他钉在十字架上的宝血。
I think you will quickly answer because the blood of when he was nailed on the cross.
他坐在高天至大者的右边，在那边做什么呢？
And as he was sitting on the right hand side of the majesty, what was he doing there?
在这里乃是告诉我们说，他坐在父神的右边，为我们做什么？为我们代祷。
And here said he was sitting on the right hand side of God is because he's interceding for us.
在哪里？圣经在哪里？
Where was it mentioned in the Bible?
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
还有没有？
Any place else?
好，希伯来书第七章
，Hebrews chapter 7，
第二十五节
，verse 25。
那你告诉我们说，凡靠着他的进到神面前的人，他都拯救到底，因为他是常年活着的，我们祈求。
It said, therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives and to intercede for them.
这是做祭司的职任。
This is the responsibility of a priest.
他不单是先知，他不单是君王。
Not only he is the prophet and the king.
他乃是祭司。
He's also the priest.
另外我们看罗马书第八章。
And we can also read from Romans chapter 8.
所以我说罗马书第八章很宝贵。
That's why I said it's a Roman.
就已经死了。
Christ Jesus who died,
而且从死里复活。
More than that, who was raised to life.
现今在神的右边。
Is at the right hand of God,
也替我们祈求。
Is also interceding for us.
所以他升到高天，坐在父神的右边，那是替我们祷告。
So he ascended to heaven and sat on the right hand side of God to intercede for us.
他是长远活着的大祭司。
He's the living eternally a high priest.
所以我们尽管的可以来到他的面前。
So we can come boldly to him.
这是第二章第十七节、第十八节说到，他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
In chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, it talks about he's the faithful high priest.
他受过试探。
He's been tempted.
只是他没有犯罪。
Except that he did not sin.
所以他能够拯救我们世上的人。
So he can save us who are in this world.
以后第四章十四节、十六节说到，他是升到高天尊荣的大祭司。
Later in the chapter 4, verse 14-15, says he's the high priest with honor.
我们可以坦然无惧的、随时的来到他的面前，得怜恤蒙恩惠。
Then we can approach the throne of grace with confidence that we can receive mercy and grace.
做随时的帮助。
So that can help us in our time of need.
我想时间已经到了。
I think the time is up.
我看他所承受的名可能还要留到下一次。
I think the name that he inheritance that he received.
我想这一个他所承受的最宝贵的。
I think what he received is most precious to him.
他不但可承受了宇宙这一个将来的世界。
Not only he can inherit about the future world.
在圣经的里面启示我们所有现今的世界给将来的世界。
The Bible tells us the world of this time and the world for the future.
现今的世界会过去，将来的世界永远不会过去。
The world at this time will pass away, but the world for the future will not pass away.
他不单承受将来的世界，他也承受那个过渡。
He will receive not only the world of the future, but also the kingdom of the future.
但是最重要的，他所承受的是谁？
But what's the most important thing that he receives?
他所承受的乃是要得着了羔羊的妻子。
That he will receive the bride for the lamb.
所以使徒约翰。在约翰福音第三章，使徒约翰在约翰福音第三章，他就说他是新郎，我是陪伴新郎的，新郎的朋友。
So in John chapter 3, the John the Baptist said, "He is the bridegroom, and I'm only the companion."
神若是许可，十二月我们要讲到他是新郎。使徒约翰是新郎的朋友。
And in December, if God is willing, that we will talk about that He is the bridegroom, and then John the Baptist is the companion.
我们是羔羊的妻子。
We are the bride of the Lamb.
最后，他所承受的，乃是所承受的名。
And lastly, what he inherit will be the name.
他的名叫超过。一切的名。
His name will be above all names.
我们常常读到腓立比第二章。
As we read from Philippians chapter 2.
我们也常常唱说诗歌说万膝要跪拜，万口要称颂。
We also sing the song that all knees shall bow and all tongues shall confess.
在特别在启示录第五章的里面，乃是充满了那个赞美羔羊的诗歌。
And especially in Revelation chapter 5, there's a song that was sung there about the Lamb.
他的名乃是超过地上、天上一切的名。
His name is beyond the name from heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth.
我就常常觉得，我最喜乐的事情、时间，就是给弟兄姊妹一起的来敬拜神。
And one of the most joyous moments is that I can worship with brothers and sisters together.
一起的来赞美他。
That we can praise him together.
我有时候常常晚一点到。
And sometimes I came a little bit late.
我在门口听到大家唱诗的时候。
When I listen to the singing from the outside.
哎呀，我的心就非常的喜乐。
And my heart become joyful.
我们在里面还是不觉得。
And with our inside, we may not feel it.
你看，我们这样的唱的时候，都叫人心满意足。
So you can see as we sing that we will be happy by it.
若是我们同心的合意的，能够把我们的里面的赞美从我们的口里面唱出来，这是何等的美好！
If we can really sing with our mouth the praise with a united heart, how pretty that will be.
不单是叫我们可以得着了喜乐。
Not only that we can be, have the joy.
我相信天上在宝座的四位的天使也要欢喜快乐。
I believe the angels around the throne in heaven, they
will be happy
too. 我相信
我们的神，我们的父神，坐宝座的神和坐宝座的羔羊也得着了满足。
And also our God who is in heaven on the throne and the Lamb on the throne, they will also be satisfied.
贵重我们的敬拜。
May our worship together.
但愿我们真正的能够学习，要发出声音来赞美他。
That we can learn to use our voice to praise Him.
我相信每一个人都会赞美。
I think every one of us can.
我顺便在这里就提醒一下说，常常我讲完到这个灵会的弟兄就说，为什么今天的聚会讲到那个回应祷告？
And sometimes I want to remind that sometimes the leader will say that after I preach that we will have a response prayer.
Like, 我就觉得回应不回应不重要，我很直。
I felt that the response is not important.
哎，你今天很多回应，哎，我心里稍微欢喜一下。
If you have a lot of responses, maybe I'll be happier.
你说今天回应以后没有人祷告，我心里冷一下。
And then maybe there's no one to respond, then I will feel sad.
我想这不是一个真正的一个一起来敬拜。
But I don't think that will be true worship.
我就是希望聚会完以后，这一个回应能够回应到神的面前。
And I'd rather have that this response will respond to God.
你今天在这里心里得着了喜乐。
If your heart was filled with joy today.
你很简单的说，感谢赞美主，我心是何等的快乐。
And you can just simply say, thank the Lord that my heart is so joyful.
今天在一起聚会的时候，你觉得哦，我重新的得力。
And as to say, we gather together to meet, then I was renewed with the strength.
你去一个很简单的话，主啊，我赞美你，叫我重新的得力。
A simple phrase that God, I thank you because I'm renewed with strength.
但愿我们非常的单纯。
May we be so simple.
非常的简单。
So pure.
我们不要想到要讲什么好听的话。
That we do not need to speak of something that sounds nice.
有的人很会祷告。
Some really know how to pray.
但是这个赞美。不是学哪一样式
But our praise is not to learn from somebody's example.
乃是我们应当要开我们的口，把一切的颂赞、荣耀都归给他。
That we need to open our mouths and give him the praise and glory.
好，我们唱164首是吧？我们一起来感谢赞美他。
Now let's sing hymn number 164.
那会众起立。
Let's stand and sing.
我们唱是164首。